Chris Miles was able to retire twice by the time he was 39 years old. But he's not content to just enjoy his own financial freedom and peace of mind. Chris wants you to have your own ripple effect so you can live free today. He's not the financial advisor you expected. He's the anti-financial advisor you deserve. He's jumping behind the mic right now, ready to make waves. Here's Chris Miles.
Hello, my fellow Ripplers. This is Chris Miles, your cash flow expert and anti-financial advisor. Welcome to our show. It's for those of you that work so hard for your money and you want your money to start working harder for you right now. You want that freedom and prosperity today. You don't want it to wait 30 or 40 years for it to maybe happen. But you want it to happen for you right now so you can live that life that you love with those that you love. But guys, I know it's not just about getting rich, because you want to live a rich life, a life that can bless the lives of others as you're blessed financially too. It gives you a greater capacity to be a blessing for those around you. That is why I'm here today to create a ripple effect in your life right now. Thank you for tuning in. Thank you for binging, and thank you for sharing this with others. Please, if you like this episode, like it, review it, whatever it might be. We would love to hear from you because we want to keep delivering more value. In fact, you know what? If you've got ideas for good podcast topics you haven't heard yet, email me info@moneyripples.com, and I would love to hear it from you.
Hey, how amazing would it be if you could create monthly cash flow, passive income from making at least double-digit returns on your money? And get this, it's only $1,000 or more that you need to invest. Guys, that's exactly what Secured Investment Corp does. They actually do short-term lending to real estate investors that's backed by real estate that you can actually return double-digit returns on. That means 10% or better. It's also IRA friendly, and you can even reinvest those monthly distributions to create compound interest on your money too. If you want to learn more about that, go check out securedinvestmentcorp.com. That's secured, S-E-C-U-R-E-D, investmentcorp.com.
All right, today, guys, I want to really get into something that I think is very timely and important right now. Now, I know I'm technically recording this at the end of July, but I know I'm talking to you in mid-August. And this is going to be a similar theme that I was bringing up in August of 2021. I was giving a warning. I was almost trying to be like, I'm starting to see some canaries in the coal mine. If you don't know the story, canaries go in the coal mine. They send the canaries in to see if they die. Therefore, humans shouldn't go in either, right? It sounds gruesome, I know. So I'm seeing some warning signs right now and some things that are really interesting, because right now we're seeing the stock market come back close to its previous high. Now, you've heard me for a while say that you need to be careful, right? And that there's a crash coming. Do you think that crash has ended? Do you think that that has changed at all for me? I would say no. Now, it's not too uncommon to see the summertime be a good time in the market, but coming up September is historically one of the worst months to be in the stock market. That's one of the ones you want to watch out for. And so I'm seeing kind of the same signs again, because for example, I was going to pull up a lot of statistics for you, a lot of different things from like the negative yield curve and the different stocks and what are the top seven magnificent seven companies doing, how they're manipulating the S&P 500. And what are we seeing right now with like the interest rates and what's going on with the Feds and everything else? And the Feds aren't really backing off printing money. It's like almost like they're trying to drive up inflation on purpose and make it worse on us to drive a bigger and deeper recession. Even they're kind of throwing hints at that. All these different things are happening right now. And yet people are talking about a recovery. They're talking about even a potential boom market, right? Like a big, not just recovery, but actually things taking off. Now, even the more conservative voices might say, oh, it might just be stagnant. It might just be a kind of a stagflation situation where the country's not really growing much, but there's still inflation, but hopefully it'll come down. I'm here to tell you that I think there's something bigger coming. I really do. And every time I see this go up, the higher it goes, the harder it can fall. It still has all the same potential to fall, just as big as before. I was actually looking at an article I was reading recently in April, where an expert from JP Morgan said, this is getting ridiculous. It's irrational in the market right now. And he said, I only see the S&P 500, for example, going up 5%. Well, that would be the S&P 500 only going up to about 4,300. Now, as I'm recording this, it's up over 4,500. So it's already higher when he thought the irrational behavior's got to stop and it's going to come potentially crashing down 15% or more later in the year. I do agree that I think later in the year of 2023, we're going to see some sort of correction happening. I could be wrong. The thing is, even if it gets postponed, even if it gets pushed out later, it does not deny the inevitability of that. So here's the real question is, what should you be doing right now? Now, I can't give you any advice about what to do with your stocks or your mutual funds. All I'm here to say is I'm here to serve as a voice of warning that do not expect the balances of your mutual funds to be high forever. Because psychologically, what's going to happen for you is that you're going to believe that all is well, right? All is well in Camelot, right? Everything's going to be just fine. That even it goes down a little bit, it'll come back up because that's what's always done. But at what point does that not happen? Now, I'm not saying the stock market doesn't go up because it does go up over time. But I'm especially scared because this could be your opportunity right now. When I talk about get lean, get liquid, get out, right? When we're talking about getting liquid, this might be the ideal time. I mean, we've already seen home prices still be decent values in most parts of the country, right? Because there's still a housing shortage. So now people don't want to go buy a house necessarily because they don't want to pay more interest rates, but they still have to do it at some point. Otherwise, they're just renting. That's good either way. Because if you're a homeowner, you try to sell your property, you could get good, still decent dollar for it. And at the same time, still get good, decent dollar for your stocks. This is actually a great time that if you've ever considered cashing in your chips, if you've made money, then you've made money, right? That's a great time to consider. Again, I'm not legally telling you guys to cash out anything or anything like that, but if you're looking to take things at the high, if you truly believe in selling high, buy low, this could be the high you're talking about, right? This could be the high that you were looking for. But again, psychologically, people just say, well, I'm just going to hold on. And here's what happens. Even if it goes up and up and up, you hold on. And then when it goes down, you hold on. Why? Because you say, well, it can come back up. But what if it doesn't? What if it goes down for the next several years? You're going to ride that sucker all the way down and flush down that toilet with the rest of your money. That's what's going to happen. Then you're going to feel like crap. No pun intended, but it is a pun. You're going to feel horrible, right? You're going to feel just miserable. You're going to hate the stock market. And then if you finally do something, you'll do it right then as the market hits rock bottom. And then you get out. But that costs you so much along the way. But could you move your money from a place of saying, great, now I made money, move it over. I locked in my gains. Now can I use it somewhere else where I can produce good returns? Now, there are things you could do that even outside of real estate. I mean, people could go buy T-bills right now for 5%, make 5% on them. Not fantastic. I mean, heck, you can even do life insurance and make almost that much and it's tax-free versus just slight tax advantage on those T-bills. So you can do almost the same thing there. You could just move your money and just keep it liquid in cash and just sit on it and wait. But did you know that there's still opportunities right now? Do you know that there are markets that are predicted to go up? And I'm not talking about stock markets. I'm talking about certain types of real estate, certain types of commodities. I mean, like oil and gas, gold and silver. Some of those things have been pretty quiet lately. Usually when those things are quiet, people ignore it. That's when they come out of nowhere. And then people only hear about it after it's already boomed 20, 30, 40%. And then you say, oh, hey, did you hear this? Yes, I did, because I experienced it. I was in it, right? So there are some things coming down the line here that I think are going to be good, really good. But it requires you to be in the place, surrounding yourself with individuals that know what's going on, that have their ears to the ground, that can hear what's happening. I do this all the time. This is why I join mastermind groups. The reason I join mastermind groups, for especially in the real estate space or in other places, is because I want to know what's going on. I want to be able to be the one that can say, hey guys, this is what I'm hearing right now. And just so you know, I'm hearing a lot of real estate investors kind of relax a little bit. The ones that got through the latter half of 2022, which really kicked a lot of their butts, now they're getting to a better place. But there's still some people suffering. I've still seen some people in the real estate game, especially if they're the typical buy an apartment building and hey, we're going to refinance in a couple of years. Those kind of deals aren't great right now. They're not very, in fact, if you find a good one, it's pretty rare to hear if people have lots of them. You start to question, are they just buying duds right now, right? And so there's still risk in those markets too. So of course, worst case scenario, you could store your cash somewhere where at least you know you won't lose money. It has some guarantees, like I mentioned with T-bills or infinite banking, like inside a whole life insurance and things like that. You could do those kind of things. And just stay safe, right? And at least you can say, I'm going to assess the situation, just see what's going on. Especially if you're doing it yourself, you may not want to take a huge amount of risks. Well, at least you know you won't lose money when other people are complaining about losing money because things have overinflated. It's getting ridiculous right now. It's gone, by the way, when that guy said he only saw 5% upside on the S&P, it's gone up 10%. Here's what's crazy though, guys. The S&P 500 right now, you know what's done? Most of that has all been those top seven companies, like your Amazons, your Apples, your Googles or Meta, right? Or Facebook too. You got all those kind of companies. These mostly all tech heavy companies. These companies are the ones that are actually driving the stock market right now. You know, I was just looking at the S&P 500. If you weight it and make it even, because those seven companies, really it's six companies, seven stocks, but six companies because Google counts twice. those six companies make up over a quarter, about a quarter of the S&P 500. So when you see the S&P 500 skyrocketing this year, it's actually mostly from those seven companies. Because otherwise, if you look at the weighted average, it's actually more like 9%, not 20% gains. And even then, if you take those out, you're pretty much looking at almost nothing in gains in the stock market. The stock market overall hasn't gone up. It's really been these particular companies in these sectors. That's a risk, guys. That's a risk. And by the way, I actually looked at those companies. They called the NY Fang, right? The Fang companies. I looked at those just through the end of July. They've gone up about 80% in 2023 alone. 80%. That's what's influencing the S&P 500, the stock market that you're seeing. That's why things seem questionable. Why it doesn't add up is because it's just a few companies that are booming right now and people are throwing money at it. But that also means they can come crashing down harder because 80% in 1 year is pretty ridiculous for any company, especially those bigger size companies. And of course, it's like the AI stuff and everything else going on, like NVIDIA and whatnot. Guys, you've got to be careful of this. This is what gets people suckered in. And this is why you lose come fall of each year, because it's not too uncommon for about fall of each year for things to go down. We're moving into that period of time. I'm just using this as education for you to kind of be aware, to be watchful. This is not the time to not be watching your money. Again, if you've heard me say this before, right? The law of atrophy. You ignore your muscles. If you don't use them, they decay. You ignore your teeth, they fall out. You ignore your marriage, you lose it. You ignore your kids, you're going to lose them too, right? Everything that you ignore will leave you. Do not ignore your money at this time. This is the time to become intentional with your money and be strategic, even if it means you want to be safe with it. The worst thing you can do is to ignore it and just hope for the best, because those are the people that will lose the most money. I'm here to warn you not to be one of those people. And I know many of you are already doing this already. Many of you guys have already been telling me this, and I love it. Thank you for doing that. This is not, again, I'm not giving investment advice right now. I just want to be able to be a voice of warning to make you aware and to make sure that you have a watchful eye what's going on. So that's my wish for you guys. Of course, if you have questions, you can always reach out to us at moneyripples.com. But guys, I want you to be aware and be real and be honest with yourself so that you know how to make the best decisions with your money today. Make it a wonderful and prosperous week, guys.
Visit us online at moneyripples.com for more resources to help you fix money leaks and get your money working harder for you now.